Corn and soybeans are starting off slightly in the red once again today. This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Bex Hybrids. Extraordinary genetics to help you maximize yield on every acre. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, corn futures right now, front month down about a penny. Soybeans fractionally lower. We'll look at those numbers here coming up very soon. Soybean futures closed sharply lower yesterday. Wheat finished weaker while corn settled a few cents higher yesterday. Traders are showing their reluctance to let the soybean market rise without any fresh trade news between the U.S. and China. The corn market is holding on to some key technical levels. The wheat market remains influenced by adequate global supplies and harvest activity. Soybeans, hard red winter wheat, and spring wheat basis were weaker, while corn and soft red winter wheat basis remained steady on Tuesday. Taking a look at the overnight sessions, the Dow right now is down 15 points. European markets are trading higher right now. Asian markets are trading lower across the board here as well. On the livestock side of things, well, cattle saw some late-day pressure yesterday with a disappointing close after a promising start to the day. Hogs took the driver's seat and allowed traders to close higher. Markets are expected to continue to climb in hogs and hold support in the cattle futures. In fact, opening cattle calls are going to be steady today. Hogs look to be higher across the board as well. Yesterday's cattle slaughter was estimated at 120,000 head. That's 13,000 more than last week, but 5,000 less than last year. We'll look at the numbers next.
Bex, the largest family-owned seed company and the third largest seed brand in the U.S., is proud to serve farmers across the great state of Iowa since 1937. Our family and family of employees have been committed to building a business rooted in hard work, faith, and innovation. That's why we continue to back a quality line of products with a quality way of treating customers. We love what we do, and we're passionate about helping farmers succeed. No matter the season or the challenges you face, Bex will be by your side. To learn more, visit BexHybrids.com.
On the overnight, September corn down a penny at 4.02 even. December new crop down three quarters at 4.22 and a quarter. November new crop beans unchanged at 10.41 even. January up a quarter cent at 10.59 and three quarters. Soybean meal down a dime at 2.78.20 per ton. Soy oil 22 cents lower at 52.04. Chicago wheat down a quarter cent at 5.28 even. Hard red Kansas wheat is a 3.25 higher at 4.86 and a half. Spring wheat was unchanged at 5.07 and three quarters in Kansas. Minneapolis wheat was down a nickel at 5.54. and a quarter. Oats down three at 327 and a half. We saw double-digit losses in the cattle markets yesterday, small double-digit losses, double-digit gains in the hogs. That's Market Matters. I'm Dustin Huffman.